I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Coming up this weekend, it is the opening day of archery season in West Virginia. And if you think it's kind of early for that, you'd be right. We'll tell you more about it coming up in a moment. I'm Chris Lawrence, inviting you to join me this and every Saturday morning here on Metro News for West Virginia Outdoors. Hunting and fishing are traditions that date back to well before we were even a state. And today, in a state that is more than 80% woods and waters, it stands to reason those traditions remain part of the fabric of our lifestyle. Celebrate those traditions every Saturday morning with me at 7:06 on West Virginia Outdoors, here on Metro News, the voice of West Virginia. For the first time in anyone's memory, the bow season for West Virginia will start this year on the 1st of October. It comes amid a change approved earlier this year by the state's Natural Resources Commission.
We are making a really good effort in trying to get people aware that they're going to have additional recreational opportunities this year. Archery season, statewide archery season, is going to be opening up on Saturday, October the 1st. And this will be the longest archery season that we've had in the state of West Virginia since who knows when. I mean, at least since we've been able to go back and look at our books, we've never had an archery season this long.
Scott Warner there with the West Virginia DNR, who says there were a couple of thoughts as they moved the date back 2 weeks.
We did that primarily for two purposes. One is to provide additional recreational opportunities. So we're providing hunters two extra weekends to get out there and to enjoy it, but also we're providing parents an opportunity to get kids involved in archery. With the two extra weeks and with the daylight, you know, being a little bit longer this time of the year, we're hoping that, you know, kids with their parents have an opportunity to get out and maybe bow hunt a little bit after school. When the parents get home from work, hopefully they can take advantage of that and introduce a kid to archery at least two or three afternoons during the regular week.
As for the hunting itself, Warner believes hunters are going to be enthused with what they find this year as far as the quality of deer.
We're getting reports that, you know, we've got some really nice bucks running around, and that's all because last year's abundance of mast resulted in last year's deer harvest being a little bit down. When a deer harvest is down, you have a carryover of deer. When you have a carryover of deer, you got older aged deer. When you got older aged deer, you got larger bucks. And so we're hoping that last year's decrease in the overall deer harvest is actually going to result in more older age bucks running around. In early reports, I mean, we've seen some pretty decent sized bucks, so I think people are going to be very happy.
As for the mast this year, well, things have changed considerably.
We're also seeing mast conditions being not as abundant as it was last year. So deer are going to be back into the fields. They're going to be moving around a little bit more. There are some oaks out there, so if a person can get out and do a little bit of scouting and locate those areas, it's really spotty. You know, you're going to see a higher concentration of deer.
Get your scouting done and get yourself into a tree stand this weekend somewhere in West Virginia. Hunting season has arrived. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.